Good morning. Good job. That's what I want to say. Singing about the joy of the Lord at 6:30 a.m. Well, I'd love to share with you one revelation and one breakthrough that I've had in prayer the last couple of months. And it started when I was putting one of my kids to bed a couple of months ago. And I prayed for them. And then I said, well, will you pray for me too? And they said, what do you want me to pray for? And I instantly just said, I need wisdom. And then I kind of explained what that meant. I wanted wisdom as a wife, as a mom, as an employee, as a follower of Jesus. There was just the sense. And I don't know what you would say to that question this morning. Someone said to you, what would you like when you pray for you, Dan? You know, what would you like for me to pray for you about? What's top of mind? Maybe it's a health challenge, like a chronic health challenge. It could be relational, like relationally related to your singleness, your marriage. Maybe it's career related, work related. It could be disappointment, loss. Maybe it's your schedule, energy, your schedule, your finances, your homework. Or whatever it is that's top of mind for you this morning, I imagine that wisdom and the receiving of wisdom would make a difference in your life.
Right.
And so I'm reading through Proverbs, the last number of weeks, and I'm going through, this is why. You know, wisdom, as the Bible talks about it, isn't this body of knowledge. It is the practical attitudes and behaviors of everyday life that you need and that I need. And so we read through the beginning of Proverbs, and it's this like super highway that's saying, come here. This way, this is the right way. You need wisdom more than anything. And so when King Solomon is writing about wisdom in the Proverbs, most of them attributed to him, we can kind of imagine him in chapter 4 when he says, when I was still a boy, I was still young, tender, the only son of my father taught me. So I imagine King Solomon, let's call him Solo, this point was a boy. He like runs to his dad. His dad comes home from a battle. He's bloodied and weary, taking off his armor. And Solo runs up and he's like, Dad, tell me about the battle. Tell me about the battle. What happened? Who did you take down this time? And you can imagine David, you know, smiling, kind of rustling his hair and getting on his knee. And he says, son, don't ask about the battle. This is in Proverbs chapter 4. Don't ask about the battle. If you're going to ask for one thing in this life, one thing that you need to pursue more than anything else, could you just seek wisdom? And he says, it's more valuable than rubies. It's more profitable than gold. Nothing you desire can compare with a wise and discerning heart. And we know that Solomon listened because we fast forward to when he is the king in 1 Kings chapter 4. And the Lord asks him the same question I was saying to you. What do you want me to do for you?
Great.
What do you want me to do for you? And Solomon says, Lord, give me a wise and discerning heart. How am I supposed to do this life, this everyday life, and lead your people without it? How can I do it? And the Lord is so impressed that he says that he grants him that and so much more. But he only asks one time. This is one of the revelations that happened for me over the last couple of months. As far as we know, King Solomon asked once. People say he's the wisest person who's ever lived. But if we go to chapter 11 of 1 Kings,
his life has fallen apart. He's unfaithful to the Lord. He's unfaithful to his many wives. And he doesn't seek wisdom and teach his son to do the same because the kingdom is torn. His son follows in his footsteps. The kingdom is torn. The whole of Israel and the nation is shattered.
And I wonder, in your prayer diet, let's think about your and my prayer like a complete nutrition and what it consists of, what your prayer life looks like. There's gratitude. Let's think of it like a pie chart.
There's gratitude, there's thanksgiving, there's petition, asking of, there's intercession, there's confession. And how much of it, I wonder, for us on a regular basis, not just in the crisis moments, but on a regular basis, is seeking God's wisdom.
Great.
Solomon, as far as we can tell, stopped asking. So I want to sow that thought to us today. Whatever it is that you have top of mind to pray for, wisdom would make a difference. And maybe, maybe all the difference for you to be able to work it through. And the breakthrough for me came when I realized that my asking isn't like Solomon's, and here's why. When you ask for wisdom, it's completely different, like worlds apart, than when King Solomon asked for wisdom. And here's why. He asked one time, but you and I, when we ask for wisdom, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we have the Spirit of Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom of God and the power of God, right here.
Yeah.
Always present to us. So that means we don't just have to, that means that it changes your asking for wisdom from begging, okay, God, I'm just begging you for wisdom, I'm just begging you for wisdom, to thanking God for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in you.
Yeah, that's good.
That's really different. It's kind of like, so it changes your prayer and my prayer. Okay, God, I'm asking for wisdom. It changes it from like an Amazon order. Like, okay, I'm asking for this. And then it just comes from out. I'm just waiting for it to come. And we don't have to wait long with Amazon, right? But I'm just waiting for it to come. I mean, sure, wisdom comes from different sources, but the primary way it works is more like a Wi-Fi router right here. You know the Wi-Fi router in your home? You walk in, and there's radio waves that are going through your home, through you, like light through a glass window. It's going everywhere. And you don't have to tune into it. You can stay on cellular data and sort of reach up to that satellite somewhere out there. But the wisdom from heaven is not somewhere out there for you. It is right here. The Holy Spirit is here, right in you, to guide you, to tune in to that signal. And if you hear nothing else today, I would love for you to hear this. Tune into the signal, that strong Wi-Fi broadcasting signal, always available to you, always ready. And here's how this looks in your life. So for the last month or so, we had just this like wild health ride. And unexpected, like acute, what I mean by that is causing you to stop everything. And I found myself like asking for wisdom. How do we, what is this, Lord? How do we navigate this? And I was thinking of it as wisdom outside. I was thinking that I was waiting for, but something happened for me. I'm taking my child to the doctor after 14 days of like not really eating, not really drinking, getting worse and worse and worse. You're starting to like panic. So I go into my room, I close the door, I get on my knees, and instead of like crying out for wisdom, I started to thank God for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation that is within me. Because that's what 1 Corinthians 2 says. It says, who can know the mind of the Lord in verse 11 and 12? Who can know the mind of the Lord except the Spirit of the Lord? And you and I have been given, it goes on to say, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is from God, so that we can freely know all that he has given to us. So I started to praise God. I started to say, okay, God, I praise you, Lord, that you have given the spirit of wisdom to navigate this situation. Lord, thank you. As we go into this practitioner today, whoever it's going to be, I believe that you're going to give them insight, like a picture, a memory, something. I know you will. I know that you are guiding us. I'm tuning into that signal, and I praise you for it, Lord. Whatever this journey looks like, I know you've equipped me, Holy Spirit, and you've given me all the wisdom and the power to follow you through it. And I got up from that. I was not anxious. It was like a breakthrough moment. And that's what I want to pray and believe for you at the moment. That like Wi-Fi password of praise and thanksgiving, which is kind of a theme a little bit through this week, you would tune in to the wisdom and the power, not just knowing what to do, but having the power to do it, to respond, to persevere, to continue believing. So I'd love to pray for you as we go into individual time. I'd encourage you to read Proverbs chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and then James 3:17. Because it gives you like a checklist of what wisdom looks like, and you can check in to see, am I living according to wisdom? God, help me. Let me check in.
Great.
James 3:17. So I want to pray for you. Why don't we stand up? And then I'll send you. Father, thank you. You just want to put your hands out. Father, thank you that we receive that this signal, Holy Spirit, that is you. You, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, who is both the wisdom and the power of God. That is too much for us to understand, but we're asking for the grace to tune into your wisdom today. And I pray for each person, where there's discouragement or thoughts that are overwhelming, that today would be a space where we can praise and thank you for the Spirit of wisdom. And we continue to do that so we live a faithful life before you always. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.